Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yep O'Clock.
Yay. Hello.
Oh,
we are officially in the new year now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Changed. Yeah.
We're a week into the new year. How do we feel in 2025? What's the vibe?
I'm feeling hashtag motivated, hashtag successful, hashtag making decisions that benefit me first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of being a people pleaser.
Your own cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have filled many of others' cups.
Yeah.
It's my turn. I want to delve into me.
I was just saying this the other day. I saw this post that that said, fill your own cup up first and let them fall in love with the overflow.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that's really what you have to do. Like, you have to fill up your own cup so that you can feel like the most fulfilled person that you are, so that you can give to everybody else, because mm-hmm. you can't pour from an empty cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to feel nice by yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's beautiful, because it's like self-love, like the term self-love is everywhere nowadays, but how many of us actually like prioritize that?
Yeah. You gotta practice what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not been doing that.
Yeah. I've been trying my best too.
And that's all you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love saying that to people when I'm just like, hey, how are you doing? I'm here. I'm, you know, doing my best. And that's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
Your best looks different every single day.
Yeah.
But that's all you can do.
If you're trying, that's all that matters to
mm-hmm.
me.
Your best is enough.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful. Should we read our co-stars?
Oh, my God, yes.
Let's start to do that
sooner. I know I said
sooner.
Like that.
Oh, my God, yes.
Me and I low-key hit that.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was you go first. Yours came up first.
Okay, perfect. Wow, this ties right into what we were just saying. Mine says, you give off the best energy when you're feeling good about yourself. So,
that's... Sorry. Can you say that again? Somebody added me on CoStar. I have no idea who that is.
Stranger.
What's my name? Yeah, I have no idea who that could be. Sorry.
Interesting. Okay.
I was doing this because I was looking at their profile photo. Do you know who this is?
Oh, why do they want to view your chart?
You know them?
I know her.
Who is this?
What? That's so weird.
I don't know who this is.
Because I know people. That is an online friend. I met this.
Hi. Did you watch the pod?
I'm pretty sure she unfollowed me on Instagram like a few months ago. I'm still friends with her on CoStar though.
Can I block somebody on CoStar?
Are you gonna block her?
Yeah, that's how dare you remove my friend, my wife.
How could she see that? That's really weird.
Yeah, how do you?
Does she watch the podcast?
If I go to friends, oh, there's random people you can add. Oh, you can view contacts.
But you can see who the mutual friend is. I'm like 95% sure.
Oh my gosh, hey, we know that one.
Which one?
That one.
What? Oh, we know that one.
Wow, I'm going to hit add.
Okay.
That's so tea.
No, this is crazy. I'm pretty sure.
Can I block people on
that
Twitter?
She... Oh, wait. That she doesn't follow me anymore.
Reject friend request. Are you sure you want to reject insert name here? You can still send them a request later, but they won't be able to send you another.
Yeah.
Yeah, reject. Yeah, I think that's what I want to do.
She doesn't follow me on Instagram anymore.
Oh.
That's really weird.
Oh.
That's very strange.
Who are these? There's random people on here that I don't know.
That's so weird. Why would she? I'm so confused. How would she even know who you are?
Contacts? Maybe I don't want my contacts to know my co-star.
No. Did I connect my contacts? I don't know if I did.
That's so tea. I've actually never hit the friends tab in the longest time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Okay, well, what a turn.
Anyway.
It's very interesting.
Please lead us into what yours says.
It's so weird. I literally haven't spoken to her in years.
Maybe this is her reaching out.
To you?
Yeah.
When she just recently unfollowed me on Instagram?
Loss is a confusing thing, and people grieve in different ways.
It's so crazy. She used to be like one of my best friends, too. I actually met her.
What happened?
I don't know. We just stopped speaking.
Oh.
Because we grew up. We were like teenagers.
Oh.
And then we grew up, and then she went to college, and I went to college, and then everything kind of sort of like...
When you people just apart, do you take it personally?
A little bit. When we had like a connection, because it's like, you don't want to see what I'm up to now. Mm-hmm. I still follow you.
Yeah.
What the heck, man?
Because you know what? When I unfollow people, I have the dignity and the respect to make them unfollow me back.
Yeah, mutually unfollow.
Yeah. If you see I've magically disappeared off your following, it's because I unfollowed you and I don't want you to follow me still because I feel like that's rude.
Yeah.
So I make you unfollow me.
Mm-hmm. That's very weird. Very
now, strange. I will say, a while ago, this was maybe like back in the summertime, I found out my ex-boyfriend's female friend, who I didn't really interact with, she had been following me for the past 3 years since our relationship ended. She unfollowed me in summer. And I went, what? I thought we had some quiet bond here.
Right.
I thought you were feeding information about me to him.
Yeah.
Do your job.
Right.
About how much better I am.
Make him regret his life choices.
Exactly. And she unfollowed me. Uh-uh. And I was like, your job is to feed him information about how happy I am.
Yeah.
Do you know your role?
She failed.
I know. And that's the craziest part.
I hate that.
I mean, really, like... She doesn't need to know about my life, but it was like one of those where like, you should be screenshotting beautiful photos of me, like,
exactly.
Look at what she's up to now.
Look at what you lost.
Well, maybe not that, but like, oh my God, look at her being happy, what a bitch. And him being like, yeah, what a bitch.
Yeah.
That's a funny concept to me.
Ha ha.
I love those fake tarot card readings, like, he's suffering. I think we talked about this, but they have like a Pokemon card. Uh-huh. Oh, it makes me giggle.
Because it's like, yes, I believe you 100%. Good. Good.
Oh, honey, I know he is.
Mm-hmm. Not with me.
No.
He's suffering.
Who'd thunk
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you. Please read.
I'm sorry. We went off on a tangent. We were just yapping. It's what we do.
It's our brand.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway. So, this is crazy. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You give off the best energy when you're feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
Slay.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
And you, can I say something really creepy? You smell really good.
I smell really good?
I can smell your perfume.
Really?
Are you wearing Life of the Party right now?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I can smell mm-hmm. it. Yeah.
If anybody needed to know what I smell like.
It's very orange blossomy.
Maybe. I don't know what it's made out of.
Oh. Well, I just keep smelling like orange.
Aw.
And it's very refreshing.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah. I smell good.
Real.
You're happy you smell good. Yeah. Does that mean I smelled bad before, Isabella?
You just had no scent.
Yeah, I now had no scent. I never smelled bad, everybody. Don't spread rumors.
No, you always smell like good vibes and Life of the Party.
Mm-hmm. Life of the Party. That's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do...
Yeah, finish your thing.
Yeah. Do friendship bracelets, playgrounds, postcards. Don't in crowd... Archetypes, blind trust.
Ooh.
Ooh. We are, before we go to yours, we are highly compatible today, apparently. Oh. You and Isabella are a pair of coyotes wearing carnival masks and trailing a long train of daisy petals behind you wherever you go. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Well, my thing says you and Sam Carr are curious, but we'll always play it safe. Good for... Waking each other up at 4 a.m. Commiserating?
Commiserating.
Ah, what does that mean?
Say it in a sentence.
Commiserating? It just is like waking up at 4 a.m., commiserating, and laughing hysterically.
Oh. You know what? I can't think of the exact like Webster definition right now, but like commiserating is like just...
Yapping.
Like...
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm doing it like a mwahaha hand motion right now.
Look out for not being able to be apart, calling yourself stupid, testing each other's limits.
Don't call yourself stupid.
I am just a girl, though. Now, my co-star. Intelligence isn't always a good thing. Do, asking permission, unplugging, frankness, don't. Indifference, unsolicited advice, and accusations.
So I was wrong about commiserate. It's to express or feel sympathy or pity.
Oh.
To sympathize.
Ah.
I guess I should have use the context clue. The word like misery is kind of in there.
Right.
Commiserate. Anyway, mm-hmm. I kind of thought it was just like you scheme with somebody.
Oh, we be scheming.
But we're sympathizing.
Do tell me what your paragraph says.
Oh, my
I've been dying to know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Very dramatic. Mm-hmm. The roads ahead are even more interesting than the path behind you. The most exciting endeavors are the ones we don't plan. You control how you share yourself with the world. Heck yeah, I do.
Period.
Yeah.
This month, you are ready to face uncomfortable feelings. Yay.
Yay.
This is a commendable move for someone who gets nervous when they feel something getting closer to breaking down their emotional barriers. Be slow and strategic like a mushroom. I feel like we had this conversation before. I feel like
we've read that one off before.
Yeah, sometimes now, they reuse.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what is slow and strategic as a mushroom? Let's revisit that.
Okay, yeah. So,
new year, new mindsets. To be slow and strategic like a mushroom. Really, mushrooms have no control of where they grow. Yeah. They're spores in the air that get caught on something, and then they grow.
And then they just grow. So, like, how is that strategic?
And they grow slowly, and sometimes when you're not looking, you run them over with your lawnmower, which I've done a few times back in the day.
Whoops.
Yeah, which honestly makes them spread more. So maybe that's mm-hmm. the slow and strategic. You let people tear you down, but it just separates. It spreads pieces of you, and
ooh,
you grow more.
Ooh, okay. I like mm-hmm. I like how you're thinking.
Thank you.
Yeah. Get ready to feel uncomfortable feelings, like being broken down and breaking down emotional and barriers.
Growing back stronger.
Fall 9 times, get up 10.
Yeah.
Or whatever they say.
Maybe this year we should all focus more on being kind of like a mushroom.
Slow and strategic.
Whatever that means to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The last paragraph. The general theme of your life during this period is to reflect without confusion on the relationship between what is ideal and what is real. The more grueling the struggle, the more spectacular the triumph.
Oh.
Okay.
All said at like the same time and the same tone.
I know. We are just like the same person.
I think
that's fun.
I am Danny, and we are not the same person. Anyway.
Okay.
I quote that all the time, and you still don't know it.
I just forget the second guy's name. Always. Drew and Danny,
whatever.
Are they real people?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they're not the same person. They may have similar wives, they may have similar lives, but they are different nonetheless.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What is his name? Danny...
I don't know.
Gonzalez.
Oh,
Drew
that
Gooden
name.
And Danny Gonzalez, the TikTokers.
I'm Danny sorry, Gonzalez the Vine stars. Sounds familiar,
Danny
but I don't
Gonzalez
know who
did all the,
Drew
like,
guy.
The Vine edit stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. My thorn.
Your thorn.
Do you know that
from Girls.
Rue?
Yeah.
My thorn.
My thorn.
Girls. That's so funny.
Are we entering our Gru era?
Yeah. He's so real. And he gets a baddie by the end of it.
Yeah.
So.
And a baby.
Yeah.
They have a
and
child.
And a loving family.
Aww. Wow. And so many minions.
Mignon.
Filet mignon.
Mignons. Today, nothing makes sense. You forget about commitments, avoid friends and family, and ignore your own needs. That's not funny.
I'm still laughing.
This is really serious, Sam. I wish you would take this seriously.
I didn't register any words that you just said right now. I was just too busy focusing and not on laughing.
Well, today nothing makes sense. You forget your commitments, avoid friends and family, and ignore your own needs.
Uh-oh, don't do that.
Become one with group activities and conversations. You already know how to accept others without judgment. That's a start.
Okay, that is a start.
This month, you have to focus on how to stay put when you have the urge to control. You're not a bad person for needing things to feel light. Make use of your intensity. The general theme of your life during this period is to expand your horizons and broaden the range of your experiencing. You are becoming who you are.
Yes!
Let's go!
Can Sorry for your funny? Ears. Yes, you can tell me anything funny.
Well, sometimes when I am I have decided to stay late enough to watch the Magic Kingdom Castle show.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me sad when Mufasa says, "You are more than what you have become." Those words echo in me all the time.
Ooh, Mufasa left a Shout lasting out. Impact on
May
you.
May his voice actor rest in peace.
I know. Crazy. I
like how everyone was like, "Darth Vader." And I was like, "Guys, my brother. He's dead."
Do you have that song popping up on your TikTok too? My brother.
I do. It is quoted to me a lot.
Yeah.
From others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People in that be like, tone.
Yeah. Do remember my brother. And I'm like, you people are annoying me. It's like Wicked all over again.
You know what, though? Lin-Manuel Miranda does know how to write a catchy song.
But he has such a distinct style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we were in Moana 2, we were like, did he write these songs? And he didn't, but he was a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
And it was like, his tone and his style is all over the songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just wanted to emulate what he did in the first movie. Obviously, I mean,
say what you will about him, and I will say many things about him. Mm-hmm. He can write a catchy tune.
He can write a catchy tune.
Yeah.
He's got a brain.
You made me watch Hamilton for the first time.
I know. How did you feel about that?
It was okay.
Oh. Well, you like were doing activities during it. Yeah, you were like going washing the dishes.
That's
you were
how
like
I, that's how I
making
consume
food.
Media.
I was like over here like on the couch, I was like singing Hamilton. I was nervous that I was like annoying you.
No.
Singing Hamilton. You
having enjoyment in something will never be annoying to me.
Aww.
If anything, it makes me smile. Because I'm like, look at this thing she likes. I don't understand it. But at least it makes you happy.
Aw, that's cute.
And that's really all that matters, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is if, you know, and you sing good.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think it's cute. And then I could ask you questions about why this happened. You go, well, because in the last thing, this is now connecting. And I'd go, oh,
right, yeah,
for sure.
Uh-huh. I get it now.
Yeah. Speaking mm-hmm. about movies,
Sonic
3.
Sonic 3.
This Halloween, very bravely went as Dr. Robotnik from the video games, but if he was hot and slayed.
So, a.k.a. Dr. Rohotnik.
Yes. I went as him for Halloween, and I used that outfit many times because it was comfortable. It was attractive, in my opinion.
Yeah, you look hot in it,
and it was great. I felt so confident wearing it
because
nobody knew who I was. Which, okay, all these people wouldn't like Sonic now. Where was that energy when I was a kid and getting made fun of for liking Sonic the Hedgehog?
Mm-hmm.
That's so like yay new people, but also it's like. I know more than you.
Ron I know Swanson, more than you. Yeah.
I know more than you. That's how I feel. Because I know about the French guy and his bunny girlfriend who's a robot and she's roboticized by Dr. Robotnik. And my favorite hedgehog is Silver the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not teased at all in the new movie.
Yeah.
It's devastating. I want him to come on screen and go, the Ibalist trigger. And I'd be like, oh my god, it's happening. Sonic 06 is happening.
You'd be screaming.
I would scream so loud. It like, you know, in SpongeBob when he's ugly and the theater explodes. Mm-hmm. That would be me, but with hype.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Silver the Hedgehog is your man.
That's my man. My OG crushes were Knuckles the Echidna, Silver the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
Silver over Knuckles, but specifically Knuckles when he was in the Sonic OVA and he had his cowboy hat, because I also went as Knuckles this year for Halloween. I went as Sonic characters this year.
Yeah.
And I made the hat myself.
It was Sonic Ween.
I should put it on when we wrap up this video.
Aww.
It's in my room. I should just go grab it. I made it myself. Yeah. And in our podcast episode, I was dressed as Dr. Rohotnik.
Yeah, you had the Chaos Emerald.
Yeah, and I fully committed.
Yeah.
I bought a green diamond to carry around, and I snuck it into HHN.
You snuck it into HHN, and you also brought it to the movie when we saw Sonic 3.
Yes, when we saw Sonic 3, in my purse was a Chaos Emerald. I don't know. That's a really funny deal when I say that out loud. That on our way out, I went, wait, and I went into my room and I grabbed it sits on my desk. Chaos Emerald.
It's there.
Have you ever seen the Obama video? It's Obama, but he's in Gary's Mod. And they were like, Mr. President, are you ready to talk about the missing artifacts? And he was like, the Chaos Emeralds? I'm assuming you're talking about the Chaos Emeralds, because I have two of them right here. And then, like, the crowd goes, oh, my God, it's the cast. And he goes, and then as Obama, he goes, chaos control as Obama.
Oh, my God.
It's the funniest video ever.
That's so funny. I've never seen that.
Because he goes, chaos control. And, like, the screen goes white. Like, he's, like, set off a nuclear bomb in the...
in the Oval Office?
Yeah, it's really funny.
That is funny. Like,
it's whenever people try to talk to me about Sonic, it feels like that clip from Narnia, Don't Recite the Deep Magic to Me, which I was there when it was written.
Mm-hmm.
I was there when it was written. Sega sent me a letter.
Exactly. We've talked about this. We really should send them. Did your sister finish River the Fox?
No. She said she's redoing it.
Why?
I don't know.
When did she say she was redoing it?
Like a week and a half ago.
Text her after we're done this. Be like, girl, I need my River the Fox now.
I want to, and we were talking about this because we saw it in theaters. It was great. I want Silver to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be older when it comes out. Who knows where we'll be in the 3 years it'll take to make this movie.
Dude, I know.
You'll be
29,
and
right?
I'll be your age now. I'll be 26.
You'll be 26.
Crazy.
Which is insane. Like,
we're in different countries or cities, I will fly to wherever you are to go watch Sonic.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You know how extra we are. We're mm-hmm. going to have a whole event for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll rent out the movie theater.
Yeah, we'll be rich enough by then. Mm-hmm.
We'll invite 50 of our closest friends.
And we'll have a Sonic 4 premiere
with just our friends, and everybody has to dress up as a different Sonic character.
Yeah, we're gonna put in like an Excel sheet,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna go as Dr. Robotnik because that just feels like a tribute to my past self.
I have to go as Shadow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and I have my hat, so someone could borrow it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep that hat forever. I cooked really hard on it.
It looks amazing.
Thank you, Barbie.
So yeah, of course.
But no, you have the Sonic banner frame thing, whatever.
Yeah, so we were talking about this.
And
on
I found
TikTok,
that out.
Yeah, they had some like promotion that it was like, if you post a video about Sonic the Hedgehog and you use hashtag SonicMovie3 and you get 100 plus views, then you get this little profile picture banner on your thing of Sonic. And then if you posted another video about Shadow the Hedgehog, and that got over 1,000 views, and you put hashtag SonicMovie3, then you're supposed to get the Shadow the Hedgehog banner. And I posted a video about Shadow the Hedgehog, and it got over 2,000 views, and I did not get the Shadow the Hedgehog banner. It's also supposed to give you, like, some like, TikTok shop money or whatever. Like, I literally don't care about that. I literally just want the Shadow the Hedgehog profile banner. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, TikTok. Help me out. Who knows if TikTok's even going to be a thing soon? Like, we don't know.
Yeah, but I want that banner.
I know, I want it.
YOLO. Life is being lived right now.
At least I can be complete in saying that I had the Shadow the Hedgehog profile banner or whatever. Mm-hmm.
So what I did. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Snapcube. They did the Sonic fan dubs. And if you're like, I don't know what that is. Yes, you do. Because those audios have been used everywhere. There are viral audios about mm-hmm. it. And I went and I did the... I miss my wife, Tails. I miss her a lot. At HHN, waiting in line for the show.
Mm-hmm.
You filmed it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a Chaos Emerald in one hand, and I had a neutral in the other. And then we filmed it, and I got 400 views. But because I was ahead of the curve, and, you know, I was a trendsetter, I don't have the Sonic banner. So I made a comment, and I said, hashtag SonicMovie3, at Sonic, at TikTok. Like trends.
Mm-hmm.
I went, dearest SonicMovie3, for Halloween I dress up as Dr. Robotnik, and I would love, may I please have Sonic banner. And then I ran out of characters, and I made another comment. I said, best comma spaghetti49. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm polite and courteous.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You really are. So I think you deserve it.
Thank you.
Honestly.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to post a transition that I've been saving because I didn't want to use it. And then you were like, go YOLO. So
do it. Exactly.
Yeah.
When's the best time to post? Now. Post that content. You know
do
what
it.
I mean?
You never know. Because remember when you were making content, I went, that looks like so much fun. I should do that. And now here we are.
I know. Now here we are. You find so much enjoyment in making videos. And I love watching all your videos. And other people love watching all your videos. And I, like, I feel pride anytime you post. I'm just like, oh, my God.
My mentor.
I encouraged her.
Yeah.
To, like, yeah. Because that's something you really like to do now.
Yeah. I sit there on my iPad and I will sit on the couch. And then I'll be like, look at what I'm doing. And mm-hmm. this is what I think I'm going to say. It's really weird because none of my stuff that I make is scripted. But as I'm editing it and as I'm filming stuff, I have an idea of what I think I'm going to say. And then whatever happens, happens. I do like 1 to 3 takes.
Yeah.
I call that a day.
You go with your heart.
Yeah. Because when you try really hard to say something, whatever rolls off the dome.
Yeah.
I don't think about it too much. And then I fix the audio, post. But I have been putting it off because, again, I was very depressed in December. Mm-hmm. So I have videos from October still I need to post.
Yeah.
I'll get on that.
You'll get on it.
January is my catch-up month.
Exactly. January, month. I feel like a renewed sense of passion, of motivation, of self. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, both of us were pretty depressed, like, at the end of November and, like, in December.
Yeah, we would just kind of wake up and see each other and be like,
yeah.
Not say anything. We just go.
I know. It was a weird time for the both of us. And we were going through it at the exact same time, too. And but just like,
we're so linked that things happen to us at the same time.
I know. Because I was thinking of it. I was like, am I sad because Isabella's sad? Or is Isabella sad because I'm sad? Or are we both just sad at the same time and we're both valid in our feelings? And I'm just like, what is happening? Because we're really connected emotionally.
Yeah. We're soulmates.
Even when we don't know it, we're connected emotionally. You do something over here. I do something over there. We don't know that we did those things. And then we come together and we're like, hey, I did this. And it's like, oh my God, I did this.
You sent me a voice memo last week, like sometime last week, like, you know, and you were like, I woke up and feeling really motivated. That night before I decluttered my entire closet, cleaned everything out of a cell pile. And I was like, I'm feeling motivated.
Oh my God.
Like I was like, quietly cleaning up my room. I have a whole pile of things I want to sell. I'm inspired to finally fix my bike and sell that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, sorry. Sam's dying.
I'm dying. It's okay.
My diabestie.
Oh.
But it's like, you're like, I'm feeling really motivated today. I went, you know what? I am too.
I know. Today's going to be a great day.
Sorry. Oops. I do it every time.
I know.
I'm going to.
You do. I think it's really funny.
But yeah, I really hope that Sonic 3 movie comes and DMs me.
And they give you that profile banner.
Because I deserve it.
Yeah,
100%. I was bullied on the playground for liking Sonic, and you're not going to give me the banner?
Yeah, come on. You've earned it at this point.
I was in a Sonic fan club, and I had the action figures. And they're somewhere in my parents' house.
Yeah. They live on.
You're going to look at me, and you're going to tell me that I'm wrong? Am I wrong? She came down in a bubble! You know?
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah.
We still haven't seen Wicked.
No, I don't really want to.
Yeah.
I want to watch both of them in
theaters.
Now
it's released on digital, but it's not like streaming anywhere. Like, you have to buy it. I ain't doing that. I'm sorry.
It's 3 hours long. How long is it?
Something like that.
I can't be bothered.
I can't do it.
I want to be able to sit on my phone for some
also,
of it.
Also,
because I have no emotional connection to it.
No, exactly. I never grew up really... I kind of listened to Wicked a little bit, but, like, I was never, like, a theater kid, like, listening to soundtracks. If I listen to a show's soundtrack, I have to have seen the show.
Yeah.
Or seen enough of it to kind of know what's going on. I've never seen Wicked. I barely know what happens. It's Glinda and Elphaba. And then I just recently found out why they call her Galinda, and then it's Glinda.
Why?
Because her name is actually Galinda, but then she changed it or something to honor her teacher or something. I don't know. But why would you just take out the A? Galinda or Glinda? I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
To honor her teacher?
Something like that.
That's weird.
I literally don't know.
Real.
But it was to honor somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay.
And can I be honest with you?
Huh?
Watching Ariana Grande and... what's the other actress?
Cynthia.
Yeah. Watching them interact with each other.
Yeah.
Weirded me out.
Very strange.
Because I'm like, they don't actually like each other. There's no way. If you were having a moment, you know what I wouldn't do? Hold your hand like
hold
this.
Space.
Or like when she's crying, she's holding her hand like this with her claws.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's very strange.
Like I get she had like acrylic nails on, but it's like, I don't know.
Something's off.
Sometimes I feel like if you let the actual... actresses not like each other for PR, that might even be better because they're like they're so committed to the role. People love when actors fight on set. All the 80s movies when they were like these two hated each other and they had a romance scene together and the tension was so thick because they really played in that they hated each other in real life. Bring that back. Bring back celebrities being drama full. And my go-to phrase this year has been, you should sue.
Uh-huh.
This new year, because I feel like as a country, we're not as sue happy anymore. And I miss when celebrities were in court for the tiniest of things.
Yeah, just be ridiculous.
Yeah, go to court. Mm-hmm. Boost the economy.
Right.
You're a celebrity. Do something.
Do it.
YOLO.
Hey.
Yeah.
Maybe the TikTok ban is bringing that back, because TikTok was like suing the Supreme Court, or they were doing something. They were appealing with the Supreme Court or something.
Aren't they being heard right now?
I think so. See? So, yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of being heard.
Yeah?
Can I tell you one of my notes app thoughts that I wrote down for the podcast?
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like I was meant to be a middle child.
Interesting.
I don't know what that is. I just feel like I was meant to be the one in between the oldest and the youngest.
You just have rambunctious middle child energy?
I think so. I just feel like I feel complete with my sister, but also I always felt like I was meant to have a little brother,
mm-hmm.
or like a little sister.
Yeah.
Also because my mom always told me that like growing up, she always wanted another kid, but they just never had another kid. And mm-hmm. so I just felt like maybe I was meant to have a younger sibling.
Maybe in an alternate universe, you do have a younger sibling.
Maybe. And maybe I hate them. And maybe. They're like, I wish I didn't have one. And then there's me like, I feel like I was always meant to have. I don't know if that vibe. It just is weird. I just feel like I give middle child.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's I'm loud.
Intuition feeling.
Yeah. And yeah. I've always wanted, personally, I want three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Four, maybe. Because my mom's like, well, if you have three, you need a fourth so they have a buddy. No. We can get a dog.
Yeah.
That can be the fourth kid.
They can be buddies with each other.
Yeah.
Depending on how close in age.
Yeah.
They all are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know what the perfect age gap is for children.
What's your age gap with your sister?
6.5 years.
Mine's 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There's that saying with 2 under 2 is a mm-hmm. nightmare. My mom just barely missed 2 under 2.
Yeah.
But growing up, it was convenient for me as the youngest because my sister got a driver's license and then she started driving me to school. And then by the time she left school, I could drive.
Yeah.
And we were similar enough in age that like the things we liked growing up were,
mm-hmm.
you know, similar enough.
Yeah, you guys kind of had like this similar childhood.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, what's it like, you know, 6.5? Was that weird that she was never in school with you?
Yeah, we went to the same grade school, but I only saw her like a few times. And then she went on to high school and then I went on to middle school. And then I went to a different high school than her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like weird because nobody knew who my sister was. Like in my previous elementary school, like everybody knew, like I was the younger sister. Like everybody knew my mm-hmm. sister.
Yeah.
But then going and having to be like my own person and being like, oh my God, nobody knows my sister. That's crazy.
Because
mm-hmm. in a weird way, I was like, not in her shadow, but like people just knew my sister. So they knew me.
Yeah.
Because my sister was always more sociable than me. She was always the extrovert and I was always the introvert. And it was mm-hmm. just like the weird, quiet kid.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I like our age gap. I think it's nice. But also, like, when I was 10, she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's strange. Because I'm like, I want to do 10-year-old things. And I also want to hang out with my sister. And my sister's like, oh, I just got my driver's license. I want to be out with my friends.
Yeah.
She was 18. I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an 18-year-old doesn't really want to hang out with a 12-year-old.
Right.
But it's really funny because, like, when my sister would have her friends over, they all wanted to hang out with me, too. Like, they wanted me to be included with them.
That's cute.
And I think it's really cute. So I was just always, like, hanging out with them.
Well, that's, you know, because you were the cute little sister.
Yeah.
And they were like, so what's going on in your life? And you're like, I got a new doll. And they're like, life was so simple then.
Yeah, right?
I got a new Bratz doll and I like her.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, may I give you the inverse of that?
Yeah.
My sister, when her friends were over, her friends were mean to me and bullied me and she let them.
Uh-oh.
And then my parents many times had to yell at her and be like, you have to defend your sister and stick up for her.
Exactly. Stick up for her.
Yeah, because I wanted to hang out with them and they always kicked me out.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I don't hold any resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Yeah. I'm looking at you.
But I remember the one. You know who you are. Mm-hmm. You spilled milk on our Xbox 360.
What?
And you tried to pretend like you didn't do it, but we all knew it was you.
Did it break it?
It broke it. Yeah. She broke our Xbox 360 and tried to play it off and be like, I didn't do that.
Why did she spill milk on it?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. I got kicked out of the room, but yeah. And then my sister snitched on her later.
Good. Did she buy you a new one?
No. Of course not. You know who you are. Her and my sister have rekindled their friendship a little bit, but I know what you did. And I hope it eats you alive.
Oh my God.
That's all I have to say about that.
That's absolutely insane. I hate that.
I know.
If anybody ever messed with my gaming consoles, they are dead to me.
Mm-hmm. No, my sister stayed her friend.
Uh-uh. No.
But she was also friends with people that were just really mean. I don't know.
I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah. But no, I was the annoying younger sister, and they're mm-hmm. like, leave us alone, you're so annoying. And all I really wanted to do was just like chat and talk about video games, and they were like, you're so annoying, your sister's annoying, me. And yeah. I'd just be like, okay, I'm just gonna sit here at my little pet shop and Legos then.
I guess.
If you're gonna be like that, I'm gonna
Yeah, because play when make-believe. When she was going through her little like mean teenager phase, you were just like a little bit younger, but like mm-hmm. still kind of there. But like when my sister was probably going through her mean teenager phase, I was a little child. Yeah, you tell me you're going to bully a little child? No.
No. Once I was getting bullied on the bus, and I was crying in my room, and my sister came into my room and went, shut up, and left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was very mean to me growing up. We're chill now. We've rekindled our friendship.
I don't think my sister's ever said shut up to me in a mean way.
No, my sister was horrid to me growing up. Aww. Not anymore, though. So sometimes we giggle about it. Can I tell you some crazy tea that I found out when I was little?
Yes.
When I was little, in our grandmother's house, I found her diary, and inside of it, she wrote, I wish Isabella had never been born.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. No, she was horribly mean to me.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
And then I remember I left it out for my parents to find.
I didn't. As you should.
I didn't bring it to them, because that'd make me a snitch, but I did leave it out.
Uh-huh.
And they found it.
Oh.
And, yeah. And she was like, my sister's like, I don't even know how they found that book. And I was like, oh.
Whoops.
I don't know. How'd that happen?
I'm so sorry you had that experience.
Such is life in the big city. You know? What's so funny? I'm
just thinking about, like, the cut.
Oh, and I have a hat on now? For those listening, I'm wearing my Knuckles hat.
Now you just have your hat on.
I mean, it's like,
if you just think about if you're watching the box
and suddenly have a hat on. Yeah. It's great. I love this thing.
Oh my God. You know,
she also pushed me down the stairs a few times and hit me in the face with a guitar.
Oh my God.
Not the back of the guitar, the head of the guitar with all the prongs on it.
Oh my God.
Right in the face. And my dad caught her doing it. So.
That's crazy.
I'm a survivor. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, my sister and I never, like, really fought or anything.
Must be nice.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Your sister never pushed you down the stairs or?
No.
You know.
Oh, well.
It's tough out here to be a bug, I guess. It's
tough to be a bug.
It's so tough to be a bug.
Is that leaving this year?
I don't know. When Dinosaur, I thought, was supposed to leave.
Dinosaur apparently is staying this year. But Chester and Hester's, and I'm pretty sure, like, Triceratops Spin and all that, like, mm-hmm. that little area, that's going away on the 13th of January.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm so sad about Chester and Hester's.
I know.
I love that store. There's so much theming. If you look up, there's a train running. Mm-hmm. There's so many dinosaur things.
And there's that last piece of old Epcot memorabilia in there.
Yeah. Like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going. They should keep it.
Yeah. Well, Encanto has to go there now.
No.
And it's going to be an interactive house, and then by week two, people touching it, it's all going to break.
Like, what are they going to do with Casita? I don't know.
Are they going to make it like a walkthrough experience?
Isn't it? I have no idea.
Are they going to make an Encanto meet and greet? Here's my hot take. Put Merida back where Encanto is and in Magic Kingdom, and just put them over in Animal Kingdom. Let them be in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, but why animal? They have nothing to do with animals except for Antonio, because his gift is speaking to animals. But we don't know much about Antonio.
Well, Bruno has his rat friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a rat meet and greet?
Yeah.
Bruno and his rats?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like, it's like in the Nutcracker when the rats come out to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dancing rats. Okay. Bring out the dancing rats. Dancing lobsters, you know? Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch The Amanda Show?
No, but when you said that, it did make me think of one of my favorite SNL skits with John Mulaney and the diner. And he made it Les Mis, but lobsters.
I feel like I recollect that a little bit. I don't know.
It's very funny.
Okay. I saw John Mulaney once.
Really?
Perform.
Doing, where?
In Philly.
Okay. Was he funny?
Of course he was. We had like nosebleeds.
Pre or after the incident?
It was after the incident.
Oh. Oh.
Was it?
For those who don't know, the incident being him saying he doesn't want children with his wife and then sleeping with another woman and now having two kids with her.
Maybe it wasn't. No. No, it was because he was talking about his intervention when then he went to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
So that's crazy. And yes, because I remember informing my mom and my sister all about the scandal. And I'm like, John Mulaney's doing some really bad things in his life. He's also funny, though.
You know what? Which is proof of funny privilege.
Yeah, it's 100% funny privilege.
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
You know another comedian that I love? Ben Schwartz.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. He's really know his stuff.
So funny. Actually, I think one day we have Netflix. We should watch his Netflix special. Mm-hmm. It's called Middleditch and Schwartz. And it's improv. Mm. So basically they ask the audience like, hey, is there anything exciting happening in your life? And the audience will say something and they'll make a whole improv skit, like an hour long skit about this, like whatever is happening in that person's life. And they go off the rails and they're with like multiple people. But I think for the Middleditch and Schwartz, it's just those two. And it's just like, it's so funny.
Hmm.
There's three episodes in the special.
Interesting.
I think Ben Schwartz should do another one because then after that, I think there was a little drama with Middleditch, the other guy. Uh-oh. I think he definitely got canceled. I forget all the details, but like I don't think Ben Schwartz speaks to him anymore.
What about their improv?
Too bad. Ben Schwartz went on to create Ben Schwartz and Friends. So that's like his thing where he goes on tour and he brings like three or four other comedians. And it's like secret friends. So it's not like the same comedians every night or like whatever. Mm-hmm. It's mostly the same core. But like if you're in LA, you can bring in anybody because everybody's in LA. You know what I mean?
We're in LA. Yeah.
And
that's where we live.
And yeah, they do improv. So I really hope they film some of his like Ben Schwartz and Friends shows.
Mm-hmm.
And bring that to Netflix, because the amount of times that I've watched Middleditch and Schwartz, I got everybody to watch it. My sister, my mom, my dad, like literally, I just named three people, but like everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're everybody.
It's so funny. Yeah. So funny. And I saw him live too. I got my sister birthday, for her birthday, her 30th birthday, I got her tickets to go see Ben Schwartz.
Hmm.
Because I wanted to go see it. And he was performing like on her birthday. Yeah, of course.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah. You were in the presence of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I know. Before he was ever Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wow.
So.
Just like how people were, you know, in the presence of us before we became famous podcast hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Just. Yeah. It really changes your mindset.
We're just so famous.
It's just like my emails, I can't keep up with them.
Yeah, you know? I know. My DMs.
Everybody wants crazy. Sponsorship, and I gotta let them go.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I don't make enough content for all the sponsorships.
I know. Jeez, it's so much work.
And like our mailbox is always full of people sending us PR packages.
Yeah.
Like it's
I know,
like,
we have to just give away so many PR packages.
Like Kim, you know, I don't need any more sunglasses.
Linda.
You remember that video with Katy Perry when she opened up, was it Katy Perry? I think so. She opened up Kim K's sunglass line and there was a bunch of faces looking at her. It scared her.
I vaguely recall
something.
Was that
Katy Perry or was that Cardi B?
It sounds like something Cardi B would do.
I don't know. I thought it was Katy Perry.
Maybe it was Katy Perry.
And it like scared her.
Maybe it was.
I don't know. But like, guys, like, if you're going to send us a PR package, can you please put it to our PO box?
Exactly.
Like, not, come on, not where we live. No, you know, because we're always traveling, so they sit outside. I don't want people to steal them.
Right.
Just like something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have some consideration, guys.
Yeah, or call our assistants. Mm-hmm. They can come get it from you. Like, yeah. It's no biggie.
Like, it's literally, and save on postage. It.
Can I tell you something I've always wanted to try?
Yeah.
That I feel like I know I wouldn't like. Erewhon.
Ooh.
I've never been.
I think we have to go one time.
Yeah, I want a $17 smoothie that tastes like everyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
Because my favorite smoothie place is Robex.
What's that?
It's a smoothie place.
I saw your heartbreak when I asked what was that. Where is it located?
There's one in my hometown in Ohio.
Okay, is there anywhere else? There are
other places. I remember a long, long time ago, I made an Instagram post being like, I love the Hummingbird. That's my favorite drink of theirs, the Hummingbird. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Hummingbird, and they have like a blueberry one. And I usually, when I go, I'd get a whey grass or like a grass shot.
Mm-hmm.
Love those. Don't really know if they do anything. Yeah, wheatgrass, mm-hmm. whatever. Those I'd get a shot of bad. That. I'd get a Hummingbird, or I'd get their blueberry, like Power Bowl smooth, like smoothie mm-hmm. one. Robex, I know you're watching. If you want to sponsor me, I have been a proud supporter since I was 4 years old. We would be driving past Robex. I go, I want to go to Robex. I want to go to Robex. I want the Hummingbird. And yeah.
They should rename it to the Isabella.
Yeah, just for like a month. You can take it back, like if mm-hmm. you want. But, or they can have the Hummingbird, and then they'll have the Isabella, and it's the same drink. And I want to know how many people ordered that one instead.
Right, and be like, what's the Isabella?
Because it's like a smoothie, but it's got sherbet in it.
Ooh, okay.
Or sherbet for some. What do you say, sherbet? I say sherbet. I know people like sherbet. No, I don't care.
Because it's like sorbet, but then there's sherbet.
Sherbet. Yeah, and it's funnier to say sherbet.
I don't know why, when I say the word sherbet, I think of, did you ever play Super Mario 64?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Okay, well, I played that game a lot as a kid, and there's, like, the one level where it's, like, the mama penguin and her baby penguin is, like, somewhere, and you have to go deliver the baby penguin back to the mama penguin. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, this ice land, right? And mm-hmm. so when you say sherbet, I think of that,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why. But also, I really like having. I've been having long nails recently. I've been trying it out.
Are they fake or they real?
No, they're my real nail.
Wow.
I just tried to shape them into a more of like a square shape.
And you ate down, quite frankly. Oh, I thought they were fakes.
No, they are not fake. They are my real nail. I had to. It's mm-hmm. all of them are my real nails.
Mm-hmm.
But. Maybe, I think there's a Mario Kart level where it's like sherbet something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why I'm thinking like ice, like the ice level. But I don't know why Super Mario 64 came to mind. But that's just my brain.
Real. Well, you're talking about the Iceland and Mario and sherbet. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of when I went to Kauai and they had a little like a shaved ice spot. And there was a macadamia nut one that we kept ordering every single day.
Macadamia nut.
It was a macadamia nut shaved ice, and they had like a special ice cream. It was like ice cream center, shaved ice on top, but it was like so thin and milky. Oh my God. I think about that place all the time, and I want to book a flight to go there to eat that and then leave.
Okay.
Or ask them to teach me how to make it, and then I come back home and I can make it for myself.
Right. What if they send it to you in like those freezer packs, like they send it over?
That'd be awesome.
Like, overnight it.
Yeah. Is that even possible? I'm sure that's so expensive from Kauai. Because you have to... That's the farthest
territory. They want to sponsor
territory.
You.
That's true. But they don't need to be sponsored. They're fine.
They're fine.
Yeah. I think about that all the time. That's the worst thing about traveling.
It's like you miss the places.
Yeah. But you can't go... You can't really go hang out. You don't want to live there.
Yeah.
Traveling.
It's like your local spot when you're there. But when you're not, it's not.
Yeah.
That's like me with a bar in London, O'Neill's.
Mm-hmm.
I love that place. Went there multiple times. I brought my mom there. Good vibes.
Yeah.
Chill.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4 floors in that bar. Didn't know that until the very last night.
Hmm.
So, that sucks.
Well, but gives you something to look forward to.
Good vibes. And when I take you to London, we're going there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody who goes to London with me is going to O'Neill's.
Yeah.
That's
you should be the like the figurehead. You should be the brand ambassador for
O'Neill's. I mean, I tagged them in an Instagram post and I said, "Hey, if you ever make O'Neill's merch, I will buy it." And they went, "Okay, we'll let our team know about that." And I went, "Thank you." Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
O'Neill's merch.
They should do O'Neill's and they should have coordinates for where that bar is. If they have multiple bars, you can pick the one that you go to.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Hey, O'Neill's.
Hey, O'Neill's.
I've never been, but she raves about it. That's the merch you should have.
Yeah, it's in Soho. It's like the Chinatown section of London. Hmm. It's very close to like the center. I forget what it was. Like the Lego store was just around there too. I went to the Lego store. They had a Lego Big Ben, and they also had a Lego, like a giant, tall, two-story Big Ben. And they also had the Gringotts Bank. And it was really funny. I felt like I was back in Universal because they had the Gringot and then they had the dragon on top made out of Lego. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in Universal.
You're like, I'm widowy a world twabawa.
A world twabawa.
Yeah. You're Mrs. Worldwide.
I'm Mrs. World. Oh my God. Mrs. Worldwide.
Congratulations on your marriage to Pitbull.
Oh.
Mr. World. Oh. You don't like him?
My mom, she has a shirt that says Mrs. Worldwide. Like, she loves Pitbull.
Oh. So you're his stepdaughter. You're Miss Worldwide.
I'm Miss Worldwide, yeah.
Yeah.
I would accept that better.
Okay. Sorry, Miss Worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom loves Pitbull. I bought her that shirt because we went to see Pitbull on tour for her birthday. It was Pitbull, Enrique, and I think Ricky Martin.
Oh, Ricky Martin.
And as a child, I grew up listening to Enrique all the time. All his like Spanish songs and everything, and then he turned more like popular and started singing English more, and I mean, he had a lot of English songs too, but just became more popular and people know him now. But yeah, so Pitbull, Mrs. Worldwide, I he's something for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is that all she yapped?
I think that's all she yapped.
I'm kind of tired.
I'm eepy.
And I have nothing really left to say that feels important right now.
Right. We got to let our yap juices recharge.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
For next episode.
Because that's practicing good journalism. I only wish to talk when I have something important to say.
Exactly. And everything you say is important.
Period.
So.
Yeah. Especially when I go, have you thought about suing? Very important.
In your knuckles hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Oh my gosh, no, you look good. Like,
oh
stop.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
M'lady.
M'lady.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Okay. All right. I think that's all she yapped.
I think that is all she yapped.
Thank you guys for watching and listening to episode 15. Happy New Year. Happy future holidays that are coming up.
Yeah. Good vibes to everybody.
Yeah.
2025 is our year, everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
New year, new mindset. New positive mindset.
New positive mindset. Add.
Yes. Well. Yes.
All right.
I think that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Thanks. You guys for listening and watching.
Bye.